Ghost Town. I return to the place I went to love you so many times. I accidentally made it inhabitable and created a people. They mated like people do, became a sort of sophisticated, but continued to communicate in barbaric fashion through guttural cries, the sound of molar on molar, by pushing and pulling air through their perfect white teeth. I was disappointed in them. How could the people reject language in light of my design? But I loved them. They celebrated me, danced and hollered for me, catcalled when I moved over them, each time deepening their understanding of everything. But they did not worship me or even pray to me, dared not call flesh and blood their God. At my breakfast table on a Monday morning, in crystalline sun distorted only by glass and the overlay of a hanging plant, you in my ear, you with no such place and no such people. Your glow, igneous fatuous, turned opaque and then brittle, fell to ash against beams of light across the linoleum. Without much hesitation, I went to tell the people, not knowing exactly what I would say or what the truth would mean for them. But they had vanished in the night, or perhaps at the exact moment I understood. They left their belongings, the contents of cupboards and closets. Also dozens of letters born of a perfect lexicon explaining why they had to leave, how they knew it was time, each one addressed Maker. I feel what's left of them, think I see them sometimes in my periphery.